That's right, it's time to jump the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day, today being the 7th of February. Just what's going on this day in history. On today's date in the year 987, spurred by the ousting of longtime chief minister and eunuch Basil Lekapenos, Bardos Phocas the Younger and Bardos Sclerus, generals of the military elite, began a wide-scale rebellion against Byzantine Emperor Basil II. Agreements were made between Phocas and Sclerus to split the empire if successful, but Phocas quickly betrayed his ally and had him imprisoned, then set about attempting to blockade Constantinople. Basil, however, in exchange for marrying off his sister Anna to the Grand Prince of Rus, Vladimir the Great, gained the Rus' support in his civil war and defeated the rebellion. Today's date in 1301, Edward of Carnarvon, later King Edward II of England, became the first English Prince of Wales. In Florence, Italy, on February 7th in 1497, supporters of the friar Girolamo Savonarola burned cosmetics, art and books in a bonfire of the vanities. 1783, French and Spanish forces lifted the Great Siege of Gibraltar after 3 years and 7 months. On today's date in 1788, the colony of New South Wales was officially created with Arthur Phillip as its first governor. The Cripple Creek Miners' Strike, led by the Western Federation of Miners, begun in Cripple Creek, Colorado on today's date in 1894. The strike went on for 5 months and is notable for being the only time in US history when a state militia was called out in support of striking workers. A Chinese immigrant in San Francisco fell ill to bubonic plague in the first plague epidemic in the continental United States, today's date in 1900. 1962, the US expanded its embargo against Cuba, against all Cuban imports and exports. Although the embargo has been eased in some respects, it is the most enduring trade embargo in modern history. Grenada gained its independence from the United Kingdom on February 7th in 1974. 1986, Lindy Chamberlain was released from prison after serving 3 years for the supposed murder of her daughter Azaria. Azaria's jacket, which police had maintained did not exist, was found partially buried near a dingo lair in an isolated location near Uluru, supporting Lindy's claim that a dingo had in fact stolen her baby. She and her husband Michael were officially pardoned in 1987 and awarded $1.3 million in compensation. The Central Committee of the Soviet Communist Party agreed to give up its monopoly on power on Feb 7th in 1990 as part of the dissolution of the Soviet Union. 1991, the Provisional IRA launched a mortar attack on 10 Downing Street in London, the headquarters of the British government. Very sad day in 2009, the Black Saturday bushfires in Victoria left 173 people dead and burned around 450,000 hectares in what was the deadliest bushfires in Australian history. And finally in 2013, the US state of Mississippi officially certified the 13th Amendment, becoming the last state to approve of the abolition of slavery. A little bit late to the party there, Mississippi, but better late than never. And some famous birthdays for us this morning. Charles Dickens, born 1812. James Spader is 60 this morning. Eddie Izzard, 58. Chris Rock, 55. Ashton Kutcher, 42. And mother of the revolution, Nobel Peace Prize winner Takawal Carmen, is 41 this morning. And some famous musos, Vasco Rossi is 68, Garth Brooks 58, David Bryan of Bon Jovi also 58, Wes Borland, Limp Bizkit 45, and Natalie Bergman is 31. But going out on this one this morning. going out to James DeWitt Yancey, better known as J Dilla, rapper, producer, born 1974. According to NPR, one of the music industry's most influential hip-hop artists. Worked alongside a ton of great acts, including A Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul, Busta Rhymes, and Common. Unfortunately, suffered from a rare blood disease and after a stretch of poor health, died in 2006, aged only 32 years old. Going out on The Light Remix, instrumental by Dilla, on this day in history for 2SER.